Finally, as the snake-shaped hedges began to cast long, skinny shadows in the setting sun, the three children heard an approaching engine, and the jeep pulled up. A large canoe was strapped to the roof of the jeep, and the back seat was piled with Monty's purchases. Uncle Monty got out, struggling under the weight of several shopping bags, and saw the children through the glass walls of the reptile room. He smiled at them. They smiled back. And in that instant when they smiled was created another moment of regret for them. Had they not paused to smile at Monty, but instead gone dashing out to the car, they might have had a brief moment alone with him, but by the time they reached the entry hall, he was already talking to Stefano.
"I didn't know what kind of toothbrush you preferred," Uncle Monty was saying apologetically, "so I got you one with extra firm bristles, because that's the kind I like. Peruvian food tends to be sticky, so you need to have at least one extra toothbrush whenever you go there."
"Extra firm bristles are fine with me," Stefano said, speaking to Uncle Monty, but looking at the orphans with his shiny, shiny eyes.
"Shall I carry in the canoe?"
"Yes, but my goodness, you can't carry it all by yourself," Uncle Monty said. "Klaus, please help Stefano, will you?"
"Uncle Monty," Violet said, "we have something very important to tell you."
"I'm all ears," Uncle Monty said. "But first, let me show you the wasp repellent I picked up. I'm so glad Klaus read up on the insect situation in Peru, because the other repellents I have would have been no use at all."
Uncle Monty rooted through one of the bags on his arm as the children waited impatiently for him to finish.
"This one contains a chemical called Uncle Monty," Klaus said. "What we have to tell you really can't wait."
"Klaus,"
Uncle Monty said, his eyebrows rising in surprise,
"it's not polite to interrupt when your uncle is talking. Now, please help Stefano with the canoe, and we'll talk about anything you want in a few moments."
Klaus sighed, but followed Stefano out the open door. Violet watched them walking toward the jeep, as Uncle Monty put down the shopping bags and faced her.
"I can't remember what I was saying about the repellent," he said a little crossly. "I hate losing my train of thought."
"What we have to tell you," Violet began.
But she stopped when something caught her eye. Monty was facing away from the door, so he couldn't see what Stefano was doing, but Violet saw Stefano stop at the snake-shaped hedges, reach into his coat pocket, and take out the long knife. Its blade caught the light of the setting sun, and it glowed brightly like a lighthouse. As you probably know, lighthouses serve as warning signals, telling ships where the shore is so they don't run into it. The shining knife was a warning, too. Klaus looked at the knife, and then at Stefano, and then at Violet. Violet looked at Klaus, and then at Stefano, and then at Monty. Sunny looked at everyone. Only Monty didn't notice what was going on, so intent was he on remembering whatever he was babbling about wasp repellent.
"What we have to tell you," Violet began again, but she couldn't continue.
Stefano didn't say a word. He didn't have to. Violet knew that if she breathed one word about his true identity, Stefano would hurt her brother, right there at the snake-shaped hedges. Without saying a word, the nemesis of the Baudelaire orphans had sent a very clear warning.
End of disc 1.